T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, 2019 is the last time Forbes looked at this. Al, $1.8 billion. They made $700 million. Some of it directly attributable to the championship.
Yeah.
They should give that money back. And since there's nobody, I'm a big baseball player, I'll take the money and I'll distribute it.
You're a good man.
On the line, from Forbes Magazine at PhillyVoice.com, the great Kevin Cootey. Hi, Kev.
Hi, Angelo. How are you?
All right, Kev, let me jump you right into this baseball scandal. Should the Astros have the championship stripped from them in 2017?
That, honestly, you know, I'm not a fan when the NCAA does it with teams because everybody knows what happened and everything. I just think it's a hollow gesture to rip a banner down and all that. Look, the Astros, the humiliation of it is there. Like, to me, I would not take the title away, but obviously the punishments they've laid out. That title's going to be marred no matter what happens the rest of the way.
All right, Kevin, I have a compromise solution to this. Since you mentioned the banner, they can keep the banner up, but they have to place a rendering of a trash can on the banner. That seems like a good to remind people that they cheated to get it. All right. Kevin, there's a whole bunch of other issues associated with this. What is... How did no players who really engaged in this stuff, no players get punished? Shouldn't they have gotten punished?
Well, I heard the comment you guys made about the New York Post report this morning that there was immunity given to the players. So that probably, from a standpoint of collective bargaining, Sue Angelo, think of it this way, okay? That Rob Manfred could do whatever he wants to A.J. Hinch, and Jeff Luhnow and everything, and he doesn't have to go through the Players Association, okay? If he decides to start implementing punishment against players, individual players, he would have to fight the Players Association on this one. That could be more of a long, drawn-out process. The fascinating one for me, and I know Alex Gore's name got brought up earlier this morning as well,
yeah,
is Carlos Beltran, who was a player who was behind part of this with Cora, and who is now the manager of the New York Mets. And he is not going to get punished because he was a player at the time. But to me, he's as instrumental. If you read that report, he's as instrumental as anybody in the process expanding out to include the trash can and other methods. I don't know why he was immune as opposed to, what you're going to see, obviously, with Cora and all that, because he's not a player anymore. He should face discipline because of his actions in this.
All right. This is a whole new reason to hate the Mets this year. Their manager's a cheat. Hey, Kevin, you mentioned Cora. Cora was not a player. He was a coach. So he is punishable. And now there are new allegations against him for taking some of these cheating methods and using them with the Red Sox the next year when they want it. But he hasn't faced any sanctions yet. Are they still coming?
Yeah, they're coming because they're investigating the Red Sox allegations. Now, I would imagine you would hear something in the next week or so.
Right.
Because, obviously... Yeah, part of the thing, Angelo, with this is, if you're the Red Sox and now obviously the Astros have to go, you're going to have to find new managers. You're going to have to find, a new general manager in the Astros case. And spring training is only about 23, 24 days away, before players start reporting to Florida. So I would imagine baseball will want this wrapped up before everybody gets down to the Florida area. Alex Gore is going to get a lifetime ban. I'm pretty certain.
Wow, that's what Al said. They're going to throw him out of the game for life.
I mean, and there may be provisions where he can petition to get back in the game in 3, 4, 5 years, but I just don't see where you know, AJ Hinch, who was kind of more of a passive, he let it happen, but he wasn't actively involved. Alex Cora is actively involved and has marked two World Series.
Wow.
Not just if you think about it, not just what happened in 17 with the Astros over the Dodgers, in 2018 when the Red Sox beat the Dodgers as well.
Oh, the Dodgers really got screwed. The other thing is, I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing, but it's the Dodgers, so why not? But I find the whole thing amazing that it's coming down to that. I got one other thing I wanted to play for you, Kev, because I don't know, when I was listening to this, Tim Kirchen of ESPN is a very good baseball analyst, and I almost could hear echoes coming from Citizens Bank Park when he was talking about how everybody now is looking for an extra advantage. Listen to this.
Our new age GMs and our new age executives all have this feeling like we're smarter than everyone else. We're going to find a different way to do things. We're going to outsmart the other teams. And this way, we're going to do it using technology. And that is a dangerous situation when you get a bunch of people into the game who honestly believe they've figured things out that nobody else has ever thought of. They just don't realize you can't do things like this and get away with it.
Does that sound like the Phillies to you, Kevin?
No, but I love the term new age GMs because it makes it sound like they're like popping crystals in somewhere and getting all that information. No, look, Jeff Luhnow, and the one thing that came out in this report, if you read it through, and I've never seen a commissioner actually take issue with the culture of an organization's baseball operations like he did with the Astros, not just on the cheating scandal, but also on the sexist comments by the assistant GM that took place during the World Series.
That was awful, too.
But also the Justin Verlander banning a reporter from the clubhouse from Detroit back earlier in the year. He painted with, and there's a lot of people in the game who have hated Jeff Luhnow because they feel like the Astros are smug and arrogant and everything. This was such an indictment on this organization and the way they went about their business that I think that, you know, when you go forward, look, I think AJ Hinch is going to get another job in a year or two, okay?
Jeez.
Jeff Luhnow's never going to work in baseball again.
Wow. All right, let me get to we got a situation developing with Brett Brown, Kevin. I'm sure you heard that caught. He's in his seventh year here, and he thinks it's very unique to be in Philadelphia and have to deal with the pressure. What are your thoughts on him right now? Is he near the end of his tenure here?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this team looks uninspired, especially on the road when you have to kind of keep teams a little more focused. His end-of-the-game strategy is not good. You can tell what certain players think of him by the fact that, you know, he comes out publicly and tells them they have to take three-pointers and they don't do it. You know, I personally think it's time to look, this is a six-point team in the Eastern Conference that thought it was going to be an NBA Finals participant at least. It just feels stale. And
yeah.
You can always tell when a coach is nearing the end of the road. There's certain signs when teams feel like they're stale. You know, I'll give an example. When the Phillies in like 2013, when they were struggling and everything, you could tell it was getting to the end for Charlie. I think it's kind of feeling that way now for Brett Brown. It just feels like that something's going to have to happen here soon. If this season is going to be salvaged.
Very interesting stuff, as always, from Kevin Cooley. Thank you, Kev. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Jonesy, you played for a lot of different coaches. Did you ever tune them out? Heard this. I've had enough of that.
Yes.
I'm not going to listen anymore.
Yeah.
You have?
I have.
And that's, did they usually get the axe
shortly after that, or I would be traded.
It's inevitable.
Like something always has to give, but when there's enough players that have tuned out a coach, then that guy's done.
All right. So, and you're thinking that we're pretty close to that right now with Brown?
Very close.
Yeah.
Very close.
There's a point that needs to continue to be made, and it's the fact that Joshua Harris owns the Devils, and they have in the past month blown out the coach and the GM, right?
They had a similar process to the Sixers.
Right.
They have had two first overall picks in the last three seasons.
Right.
this was the year they were supposed to get better. They went out and spent money. They brought in P.K. Subban. They brought in Wayne Simmons from the Flyers. Right. They traded for another guy named Gusev. They thought that, and I'm sure it was told to Josh Harris, that this team's going to be a lot better. We're moving forward. There was expectations on the team for the first time in the entire time that Ray Shero had been there as the GM.
Right.
That was all ended when he was fired. I mean, this it has to be a similar.
And it was Harris that did it.
Harris did it. He's the one who met with him, right. And it came out of nowhere. I mean, there wasn't even a rumbling that this was going to happen. It just happened.
And Harris is not in any way knowledgeable in hockey.
I don't know that he is or not. He's not knowledgeable in business.
Al, is Harris knowledgeable in hockey?
Not that I know of.
Right. I've watched his work here. He's not knowledgeable in basketball, so he's doing it just based on running a business.
And the business is doing well here.
No, the one thing he knows how to do is run a business, and he's going, this guy's not good for my business. I'm getting rid of him.
Well, here's the difference. In New Jersey, they're not coming out to watch the games.
Right.
And here they are. Yeah. So that's why I think Brett Brown's been given this much latitude. But it's coming.
Right. Hey, Jonesy, one other thing I want to ask you. You seemed so excited last night.
Yeah.
Have you changed your clothes since then?
I have not.
Could you move over just a little bit?
Pardon me.
Mike is on the line. Mike, you want to talk about how that Flyers game ended last night?
Hey, Angelo. Good morning, guys. How is everybody this morning?
Well, Jonesy, I've never seen him this excited.
We're great.
He's Jonesy at the end of that game. If you heard him, he was gushing like a schoolgirl.
I wish I could be as excited as Jonesy when you have when you come home from a road trip like that and you beat the Washington Capitals and then the Boston Bruins.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of team are they? Are they a playoff team? Are they a fringe team? Where are they going today, Jonesy?
They're a bubble. They're still a bubble team, but they can beat the best. I mean, as long as they're not playing them on the road. The road, very similar to what the Sixers have been doing. The Flyers have not been good on the road. The numbers are incredibly different.
They are, again. How many years, Al, have they been a bubble team? My God. Every year I go to Al at the beginning of the hour. What do you think? Maybe not. They're right on the fringe.
They could just play decent on the road.
And they got their best young player, Patrick's got migraines.
Yeah, second overall pick.
Who misses half a season with a migraine headache?
You ever have one?
No. It doesn't last forever. Does it really?
He's given enough.
All right. Yeah. Mike, give me some way we cheat.
How about when pitchers put Vaseline in their gloves to throw faster balls or drop sliders down?
Vaseline is a good one, Al. You with me on Vaseline?
Doctoring a baseball is a better way to put it.
Gabe used to do it, didn't he?
All right, doctoring balls. I got it. I wrote it down. All right.
What was that, coconut oil?
That's a different kind of doctrine. Anyway, just so you understand where Josie's mindset is, the Flyers were down 3 goals. They tied it, went to a shootout. Konechny gives them the lead. Jonesy's there with his colleague, Jim Jackson, and listen to the joy.
Larsen overskates the puck. He touched it, though, with his stick.
He moved it forward.
If he touched the puck with his stick, that's going to count.
He did move it forward.
No goal! It's over! Flyers win in the shootout. 6-5 is your final.
All right, you heard that little chuckle at the end there. And then Jonesy got the mic and said, boys, stand back while I share the joy.
Unbelievable. Watch him just touch the top of the puck. Barely. Oh, moves it. 2 inches. And that'll do it. If he misses it, he can regroup and come back at it. He makes just a little contact. He knows it. And this one's over.
Jonesy, there was some speculation it was way less than 2 inches.
No, I know 2 inches.
Were you?
I know 2 inches.
Reggie's on the line from D.C. Hi, Reg.
Hey, Angelo. How's it going? I just wanted to make a comment. I listened to you play the Brett Brown.
What do you think
twice.
Of that? Yeah, what do you think?
I think he was saying we used to losing. You know, when he said we have a unique situation with losses, and I don't accept that. You know, just like you said, everybody was expecting things from this team, and we're not getting it from him. And I'm with Rhea and everybody else. I'm tired of this guy. Let's get somebody else in there, get him a chance.
All right, so you've had enough of him, right? Reg, it sounds to me like he's whining because we want to win in year 7.
Yeah. Unique to Philadelphia.
You know, what the hell?
He's given more time.
I mean, how much time does Brett Brown need? You know what I keep thinking, Reg, when he keeps asking for more time? He knows he's not that good a coach.
I agree. Think about coming out of timeouts. You see coaches make up good plays. They execute, they score. We don't do that. And the fans, everybody I know, I'm down here in Washington. Think about it. The Sixers have lost maybe five in a row to Washington on the road. And Washington isn't good. Come on, Angelo.
Yeah. No, he's not. I'm telling you right now, Reg, another coach would get more out of him. I still think they got a major problem with outside shooting. Yeah, I don't think they got enough. Harris, when he's on, good. Scott has been a train wreck. He's been terrible. You need more outside shooting, and they haven't really replaced Redick. Not that I see. They got other options, but I think they need more options.
Didn't the Raptors replace the coach of the year?
Yeah.
And have a guy come in and win the championship?
Yes, they did.
I mean, I don't understand why the Sixers have been so patient.
There's
with
a very strong segment of that fan base, Jonesy, the press is, who will, like, you saw they freak out when Hinkie left?
They love him?
Oh, my God.
You know what?
That's scary. I have not had a
supporter of Brett Brown call in a long time. Reg, how do we cheat? Give me a cheat.
Taxes
is a great one.
Al
cheats every year.
That's Al.
I sent another $100 just in case.
Al gives them extra money because he knows he's
cheating.
That's
how they know you're guilty,
Al. And it's like a fun game he plays. And then the IRS has to find out where he cheated.
They know he's guilty if he's sending an extra $100.
Whatever it is, here, take another $100.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Al, they think you're on the up and up.
Yeah.
888-729-9494.
Medford,
pound 9494 on your AT&T and Verizon cell phone. We come back. I got to give you an update on my tirade against Andy Reid yesterday. I got some very interesting and ominous emails from his supporters. WIP Sports Time at 7:16.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.